Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Potters need a good one from Nick Pivetta this afternoon.
Yeah, buddy.
Rather important game.
Yeah. I mean,
it's April, but... This one will decide the season series. Cubs win, they win the season series, would have any tiebreakers that came into play at the end of the year. Padres win, they split the season series 3-3, and I don't even know what the next tiebreaker would be, but at least the Padres would be eligible for it later in the year. If it comes down to that for a wild card spot or a home field advantage in a series in the postseason, yeah, big-ish game for the San Diego Padres. Plus, you're about to go on a tough two-city road trip to Houston and Detroit, and you'd like to get a win, not going into it with a two-game losing streak. So,
yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I think this is an important getaway day game for the San Diego Padres.
I like the boys on a happy flight, you know, all dressed up in their swag, walking out with their beers or whatever. I love those pictures, love those videos.
They'll do that even if they lose.
That's true, but I like the happy flight post-game beer pictures when they're all swagged out.
Yeah.
That makes me very... That
and they
makes
won't,
my
they
day.
Won't post them if they lose.
They don't? I thought they did.
I don't think they do.
I thought they do
lose.
On the getaway.
I think it's only the happy flight
okay.
days.
All right, happy flight.
They just had a lot of happy flights last year, so you got yeah. a lot of those pictures. Cubs are also hoping for a happy flight, though. So, 1:10 first pitch today. Sammy will have your EcoWater SoCal pregame show at 12:10. I do think, and had the question, when is Jackson Merrill going to return? I do think the Padres have a really good chance of winning that game if they were healthy. If they had a longer yeah. lineup with Jackson Merrill and Jake Cronenworth.
Oh, yeah.
More guys who have a chance to drive in runs in those situations. I really do like the Padres' chances. Unfortunately, based on the pregame update from Mike Schilt, even though Jackson Merrill is eligible to come off the injured list on Friday.
Not happening.
Doesn't sound like it's happening. Here's the skipper from yesterday.
What's the latest on Merrill and what he's doing and progressing toward?
You know, he's getting to a point now where he can do some dribbling, which is not with the basketball, which is from where I've come from in North Carolina, what that would mean. But on the rehab side, he's doing some things that allows him to move around a little bit more. You know, he's doing some stuff in the pool, a lot of good recovery, you know, techniques that he's, as we would expect, doing very well and intently. And he's starting to do like a little bunting. He's doing some baseball activity in that regard to keep his, you know, timing down with his eyes and work on some of his craft. And he's been able to progress to a little bit more strengthening.
All right, so that doesn't sound great. It, you know, those hammies are, they're just so tender. They're just tender.
That sounds like at least another week.
At least.
Maybe not until after the next road trip. So I had to look it up. So what is dribbling?
And it's when you let water dribble out of your mouth.
Or when you bring the basketball up the court against a defender. But no, dribbling rehabilitation focuses on regaining lost skills or building new ones through focused drills and practice, often after an injury or a period of inactivity. So it's a rehab.
Some dribbling.
Dribbling. It's a rehab term that I was unfamiliar with.
I have never heard that either.
I have not either. But
what would it look like?
Apparently the trainers use that. Well, I think like going up and bunt, as he said, he did some bunting so he could keep his, you know, his hand-eye skills, you know, watching the baseball, keep those skills sharp while he's recovering from his injury. Even though he can't do, you know, quick twitch, hamstring, running, he can do some other things, some dribbling rehabilitation to stay in as close to form as he can when he gets back.
Okay.
So that's what that meant, but I got the same sense that you did. Not going to see Jackson in the Houston series, probably, maybe not even on the road trip at all. Cross your fingers that he'll be back for the next homestand, but it definitely, it's a real impact to lose a player like Jackson Merrill in your lineup with, you know, the not great choices of Yuli Gurriel, you know, Connor Joe, Oscar Gonzalez is yet to, you know, really make a huge impact offensively. The bottom of the lineup is starting to be a soft spot for the San Diego Padres at this point.
Well, I mean, even the top of the lineup was a bit of a soft spot last night. You know, I mean, Xander was a bit of a soft spot last night. Man, he did have the bomb, but
he only had five hits. The whole lineup was a soft spot last night.
Yeah, the entire soft spot lineup last night. When do we go to Detroit? That would be
Monday.
Oh, it's Monday.
Well, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I think they have off days Thursday and Monday coming up. And
it's actually going to be
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
No, they play Monday.
Oh, it is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Off Thursday. And then, yeah, three in Houston, three in Detroit, off Thursday, and then back home to take on the Rays.
Okay. So
the next Monday they're off before the Giants come to town for
that's
a two-game series.
That's what I was looking at.
The weather actually looks fairly nice in Detroit. Like, I was thinking if Jackson Merrill is okay by the weekend, you don't want to run him out there in 42-degree weather, but it's like in the 60s. It's not great. It's not great at all. I probably wouldn't risk it right now, but, you know, it's all dependent on what Jackson is feeling and how he's, you know, if he's good to go. Like you said, eligible to come off Friday, probably not going to happen.
All right, we'll get back to the Padres a little bit later in this hour after DDT, but I did want to take a moment because, you know me, I was a giant game show fan growing up. I mean, I watched as many game shows as anyone, and got that my grandfather, Dr. Curlin. He was also a big game show watcher.
I think all of our grandparents were
they?
Every one of them. I lived on game shows.
And, you know, I liked them all. He liked the smart ones. He was a really, obviously, smart guy. So he enjoyed Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, the ones with the puzzles and the games. And he did the crosswords and stuff. But it was always on when I went to my grandparents' house. And then I just carried that through. So every night I turn on whatever game shows were on, and
it's time for What's This Song? And here's the star of the show, Wynn Martindale.
Thank you, and good morning, everybody.
Absolute favorites was Tic-Tac-Doe with the dragon and the boards and the questions and Wink Martindale, who was as smooth as anyone hosting game shows with the perfect coif and always the quick retorts and interviewing the contestants and coming up. He was really fantastic. And, of course, even Lil Ben was always, you know, in game show host mode. So
always.
I remember my grandmother and my mom go, oh, there are a little Wink Martindale over there.
They would call you Little Wink Martindale
growing up. So yesterday,
better than Little Winky Martindale.
Welcome to our show. The country's in debt. You're probably in debt. But most importantly, our three players, Sue, Gary, and Heather, have come to us with their real life debt. And one of them just might be lucky enough to get out of it by the end of the show.
You remember that show, Debt, on the Game Show Network? So you'd start like, my credit card bills total $2,872. So on your score, it would be negative $2,782. And you were trying to get up to,
get it up to zero.
And if you won, the show would pay your debt off and zero it out at the end of the show. That was debt. But yeah, tic-tac-toe is always my favorite. A simple X, you know, three in a row wins the board. Avoid the dragon in the bonus round and win extra cash. And it was one of my favorites. And yesterday, Wink Martindale passed away. He was living in the desert, retiree, battled lymphoma, I think, the last year of his life. Said he was doing pretty well into the last couple of weeks, and then passed away yesterday. So
91 years old, yeah. By the way. Yeah. That is a total hat tip. That is a great, great life.
You know,
well
he
lived.
Started, I learned more about Wink yesterday, started as a radio DJ.
Yep.
In his career, a number of different stations. Got to interview one of the first Elvis Presley interviewers.
Friends with Elvis. His wife previously dated Elvis Presley, and they all became friends, which is pretty amazing. So, yeah, man, great life. Life well lived. 91 years old, but you know how we do it on this program.
And I really hope we can see more unity and more peace when already things are so difficult. So, shout out to his family.
By the way, his given name wasn't Wink.
No.
Winston Conrad Martindale.
Rest in peace, sir.
Shout out to his family.
Shout out to your family.
Yeah. Did you ever watch game shows? Were you at all?
I mean, I watched Wheel of Fortune like crazy. Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy. I love Jeopardy. Grew up watching Price is Right at my grandparents' house. I spent a lot of time with my grandparents, and they always had Wheel of Fortune or Price is Right on. I liked Price is Right.
Anything that
Bob Barker was like the grandfather for every sick child
staying
home.
Yep.
I mean, there was definitely a few days where I rarely missed school, but when I did, it was mostly so I could watch Price is Right at 10 a.m.
I like Family Feud a lot. And you know what I liked when it came out was Deal or No Deal. I thought that was a really fun game. I thought it was a blast. They have it at Dave & Buster's where you play for tickets now. And Bo loves it. So we'll go play Deal or No Deal. And he's very quick to take the first deal that he gets. He gets very nervous about pushing the envelope, which is good. I need, you know, my kids not to push the envelope like their friend did. Take your money and get out. Take it and get out.
I loved anything in which a wheel was spun for prizes. So Wheel of Fortune, the bonus wheel on Price is Right.
I always wonder how heavy that thing was. I wanted to always give it a rip when I was a kid.
Ask Ryan Cohen.
Oh, yeah. Ryan Cohen was on there. I would like to see how.
I loved how Bob Barker would make fun of the people who couldn't get it all the way around.
Yeah, get all the way around.
But he would help, like, when the old ladies would come up, he'd give them a little help to try to get it all the way around. Because it doesn't count if you didn't get it all the way around.
Remember Richard Dawson? And he was on...
It's Family Feud.
Family Feud. Yeah. He would French kiss.
He was very lecherous as the host.
Some may call him a Lothario, but I call him lecherous. He would French kiss, like, all the moms... Sometimes the grandmothers and sometimes the little teenage daughters.
That wouldn't have flown
nowadays,
but he got away with it in the 70s.
Every once in a while, I'll still see it. It's still on TV, and Steve Harvey is hilarious.
He's great.
Steve is a good host.
He's fantastic.
On ABC, he does so I see that a lot.
The deadpan, when they give dumb answers, it's phenomenal.
He is outstanding. I liked... It got played out real quick, I think. But I loved Who Wants to Be a Millionaire when it first came out.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
When it first came out, Regis Philbin, it was like must see.
Bro, I bought it for PlayStation. That's how much I loved it. I used to play it on my PlayStation. I thought it was a blast. I loved it. Yeah, right!
Never loved The Weakest Link. They had that one on with the British lady who hosted
it. You all The Weakest Link. Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye. I didn't like that one either.
But, yeah, it was just a game show. Pretty... $25,000 pyramid.
Oh, I love
Clark,
the pyramid.
Michael Strahan doesn't know, but I love
Hollywood
the pyramid.
Hollywood Squares
was great. You get to host a game show almost every day now.
I do. Yeah. It's one of my favorite things that I get to do every single day. I get to host my own version of a game show.
Press Your Luck gave me the worst anxiety.
Back now too,
it's back
with
now.
Elizabeth Banks hosting.
Oh, I love her. It gave me the worst anxiety of all time. Just, no whammy. Stop. It made me sick.
$5,000 and a spin.
And they passed the spins. I mean, it made me sick.
Michael in our chat says, having my name called to come on down was a highlight of my life. That
Michael
is awesome.
Fry, come on down.
Remember when, like, it was crazy when the car cost over $10,000? Like, when I watched, like, they would guess the price of the car and it would be like, $7,224 for a car.
For a car. This is interesting that Dominic brings this up. He says, anyone remember when Rolf Benerska hosted Wheel of Fortune briefly? Our own Ben Higgins, with one of the lines of the roast, go ahead and deliver
Rolf
it.
Rolf was one of the roasters. So
yep.
I was bringing him up to the stage, and I said, how many people here remember that Rolf Benerska briefly hosted Wheel of Fortune? And a couple people raised their hand, and I go, really, that many? Because it was a short run for Rolf as Wheel of Fortune. And then I said, you know how he got the job? The legendary producer Merv Griffin was very impressed. He actually overheard Rolf's conversation when he said, I'd like to buy a bowel. I ran into Rolf yesterday again, so just like randomly when I was covering the...
Is he stalking you because he was mad?
No, he said, oh, you again.
I said, oh, here's Higgins.
I'd like to buy a bowel because he has IBS.
Right. Colitis. It's not colitis. It's serious. I mean, but you're supposed to make fun of things like that at a roast. So.
Yeah, they didn't understand the assignment,
so.
Those people.
Not really.
It's all right. We did a good job.
All right,
I'd like to buy a bowel. He was very pleased by it. I thought it was a good line.
That was fairly clever.
Yeah, very clever.
All right, we got Don't Do This is coming up next.
Oh, we had our own little Ben and Woods moment last night in the middle of a baseball broadcast. It's happened to, well, mostly you. It's such gold.
How about the faux pas from a women's tennis player? Did you see this
story
yesterday? We'll get to both of those coming up after a check of Kelly's traffic. Don't go anywhere. More Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, listen, if you're waking up right now here in our lovely city, or really wherever you are, but mostly San Diego because this is the clinics that I go to in Torrey Hills and Hillcrest. I want to tell you about QC Kinetics. If you're waking up not feeling great this morning and that kind of depression kicks in, man, this would be a great day to go out and surf or a great day to go out and ride my bike, but I can't because my knees are killing me. You got to call the medical pros at QC Kinetics right here in San Diego. They're on the case. They're ready to get you back to doing the things that you want. All right, this spring, get it done. Don't wait anymore. If you've got debilitating joint pain in your knees, hips, shoulder, back, any other joints you have, mine were my wrists. They fixed me up entirely. I've never had to go back and get my wrists looked at, and I've been doing all the things I love to do. So it absolutely works. Big, big fan of QC Kinetics. You'll even see me on the TV commercials from time to time. Highly, highly recommended. Don't live with chronic joint pain anymore at all. Now's the best time to get started. Call them today. QC Kinetics, 619-614-PAIN. Their number is 619-614-PAIN. Again, it's QC Kinetics. When you call and get a free consultation at either their Torrey Hills or Hillcrest location, let them know that Woodsy sent you, please. Again, 619-614-PAIN. It's QC Kinetics.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a trust or will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info.
Hey, can you read it with a little more enthusiasm, Will?
A little more vim and vigor.
Vim.
Yeah.
I'll get us started. Tennis. Talk a ton of tennis on this program, but you got the second Grand Slam of the year coming up in a couple of weeks at Roland Garros. You always,
that's the French Open.
Yes, you've always wanted to live in Paris. Maybe you can go in person when you go.
There was, I believe when I was there, it was happening.
Was it?
I believe it was.
What something, surface do they play on?
Clay.
Clay. The red
something
clay
was happening when we were there, and okay. I want to say it was Roland Garros. It might have been some big soccer match.
So they're doing one of the tune-up tournaments right now, the Rouen Open.
The French Open is
Clay.
This year. It's Sunday, May 25th yeah. through Sunday, June 8th.
Coming up next
that's
month.
Right.
That's right when
around the time you were there.
I think that's
possible.
When we were there.
Yeah. It's always late May
yeah.
every year. So one of the tune-up events, the Rouen Open.
Clay.
Featured a match between Britain's Harriet Dart and the underdog, France's Loïs Boisson.
Nailing that.
Boisson won the first set 6-love. She was on first match of the year. She had come back from injury, ranked like 300-something in the world. So this was a bit of an upset. And Harriet, I don't know, just feeling a little surly, but during the second set changeover, she was captured on the broadcast audio asking the umpire to tell Boisson, her opponent, to put on deodorant.
Oh. Quote,
can you ask her to put on deodorant? She smells really bad.
Oh my God.
Dart was heard saying to the official as he struggled against the 21-year-old Frenchwoman.
Wow.
In the first round, the comment sparked immediate backlash on social media. Dart had to apologize. She says, comment made in the heat of the moment. I truly regret it. Not the way I want to behave. I take full responsibility. Boisson, for her part, posted an Instagram shot of her with a Dove deodorant edited in, saying, hey, we need a collab, apparently. So she handled it pretty well. But that's,
It's cutting.
First of all, you're not anywhere near your opponent in tennis.
But you can still smell it.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
From across the court? 100%. No way. Outside?
100%.
No chance.
100%. If they're ripe, you can smell it.
Hmm.
There's a guy in the gym. And no matter if I walk into the gym and I use my key card to get in my little, you know, key fob, I know if he's there or if he isn't. I could his scent wafts through the whole gym. And if you're near him on a treadmill or a machine, you're like, that's it for me. Cutting the old workout short. It's nasty, dude. He smells like just sour milk. Ugh, sour
stop.
Milk.
Stop. That's inside. I get it.
It's airy. There's an outdoor area. I'm telling you. I walk upstairs. I go, I don't even know his name. I'm just going to call him Fred. I walk into to get to check in. I go, Fred's here.
Oh,
it just lingers. He's a lingerer. Disgusting. You absolutely can smell someone's stench if they are
can
that right.
Imagine living, I don't know, how many years ago before deodorant?
Just
how bad everything
was. Lotions, perfumes,
all
yeah,
the time.
It's just terrible.
Do you get? They must have gotten used to it at some point.
It's such a cutting insult, too.
It is.
It's like if me and you were arguing and I looked at you and I went, you've got a booger. Even if you don't, now you're self-conscious. I see you looking in the thing. You don't. That's such a cutting. Or like, your breath stinks.
Yeah.
That's such a cutting insult.
Sometimes there's nothing you can do about it.
No.
Sometimes people smell even when they do wear deodorant.
Yeah.
And it's not their fault, necessarily.
Still.
Mean to
Yeah, it's mean. That was the whole point of the whole thing. She wanted to be mean. Can you ever put on deodorant? She stinks.
Dominic with one of the great movie lines ever. Slider.
You stink.
You stink.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's a brilliant, brilliant cut down. This is incredible that this happened last night. And listen, these guys are pros. We're pros, but it happens to us too, mostly Ben. Keith Hernandez calling a game last night. He and Gary Cohen calling the game Mets against the Twins. And this happened in the bottom of the eighth. Listen closely.
Comes in and gets the ball on the run. Strong arm. Excuse me.
One more time.
Strong arm.
They were showing a replay. It was third baseman charging. Got to make the quick barehanded throw to first base.
Comes in and gets the ball on the run. Strong arm.
I know that.
Strong arm.
A strong arm.
Excuse me.
Cohen loses it.
You okay over there?
Yeah, just had a little upchuck. A little upchuck.
Upchuck.
I don't think we need upchuck here. I mean,
just came out of nowhere, right in the middle of my sentence. Sorry.
What?
Apologize.
What was for dinner?
Had chicken.
Mashed potatoes.
And mashed potatoes.
Shouldn't produce anything really untoward.
Maybe the salad with a little vinaigrette.
Form. So good. I love when it happens.
I mean, we've had that conversation at least 15 times over the years.
It's the it's the best. Anytime that you it's one of my favorite moments on the air.
Will the Padres be better in 2024 without Juan Soto? Juan Soto is the best possible option for 2024.
Just a little upchuck.
Juan Soto is the best possible option for 2024.
What in the... Did you vomit in your mouth?
Little upchuck.
So good. I thought that day that was a... I thought that that was... It was coming up.
Finally, a little do-do this for a Wednesday.
D-D mega doo-doo.
I thought this is pretty cool. You know, the Summer Games, the Olympics, are coming to Los Angeles in 2028. But... for the second straight time in 1984, there was one event that was held in San Diego County. Do you know what it was?
Surfing.
Equestrian.
Oh.
Yeah. Surfing wasn't in the Olympics back in 1984.
That's true.
Fairbanks Ranch, before it was even a golf course and it was just grass, they had the driving range at Fairbanks Ranch.
Oh, the next one in 2028, I think it's going to be in Fallbrook?
I think, yeah, they might be doing it out there. But they did announce also yesterday that... The surfing event is coming to San Diego County.
Nice.
Up there at Lower Trestles, San Onofre, right by the old nuclear power plant. And it was kind of a controversy. Huntington Beach was lobbying hard to host the event. But in the end, the Olympic committee that handles it said the waves are just better and more consistent that time of year at Lower Trestles.
Love it.
So that's where they're going to host the surfing competition, which means... Yeah, San Diego will once again be part of the Olympic Games when they return to California in 2028, which I thought was really cool.
Was when I was up in L.A. a couple weeks ago, we were talking to our Uber driver that was driving us to the concert at the Greek, and he said, man, the Olympics coming here is insane. He said it's just insane. Some of the stuff that they're already starting to do there, there's construction. I can't even imagine hosting an Olympics in that city, Ben.
So in 1984... Peter Ueberroth, who was the commissioner of Major League Baseball, he was the president of the L.A. Olympic Organizing Committee, and they nailed it. It's really considered the most successful Olympics of all time. Somehow, they eliminated all traffic. There was, like, no traffic in Los Angeles the entire two-week Olympics. It went off without a hitch. It was profitable, like the only time ever the Olympics actually made money, and it was hugely successful. So they have a very high standard to live up to. The one thing L.A. has that most other places don't, all the venues already are there.
Yeah, venues are
there. They don't
need
to build a single thing for anything because they all already exist in Los Angeles.
The lack of mass transit hurts in L.A. a lot. That's what he was talking about, too. And I said, decent chance for you to make some money, you know, as an Uber driver. He said, yeah, if I'm still driving Uber, it'll be pretty solid. But he said the infrastructure and, you know, like you said, it's mostly there. But now you got to figure out how to route people, where they stay, everything else. It's just the logistics of putting something like throwing a birthday party for a 4-year-old is really, really tough. Yeah. Like, very, the logistics of it all is very tough. Running a little league team, the logistics are tough. I can't even imagine what this looks like, trying to plot and plan Olympics in a city like L.A.
I mean, Ubaroth did so well, they named him Time Man of the Year.
Good God.
That year.
Knocked it out of the park.
For the job that he did. He really slayed it.
That's awesome.
In the 84 Olympics.
Before we say goodbye in Do This, wanted to wish a very special happy birthday to Coach Enrique. Huge fan of the show. Watching for years. I absolutely love it. My birthday's today. Any chance I could get a birthday shout-out would totally make my day. Coach Enrique, happy birthday from your old pals, Ben and Woods and Paul.
And that's Don't and Do This for a Wednesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, when we come back, more Padres talk. Jason Hayward got his first opportunity in center field. You want to see more of that or less of that going forward with Jackson Merrill continuing to be on the injured list? Plus, I may even get to convince Woods to talk a little hoops at some point after the play-in games last night, the playoffs underway.
We'll set the clock at 90 seconds.
No, I can do
you think
that.
You can
I can do
it
in 90 seconds.
Around the league in 90 seconds?
I think I can do it. There were only two games last night. So we'll get
all
to
right,
that
45
coming
seconds.
Up, coming up next with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG 000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
All right, day game today, which means maybe your evening is free. Or if you're going to the game looking for something fun to do afterwards, may I suggest a short trip down the 5 freeway to 7 Mile Casino in Chula Vista. You can get there from Petco Park in just 7 minutes and be playing at one of their fantastic card tables.
Oh, no question about it, Benny. The proximity to downtown is great. I love the idea of going down to a game, then heading on over to 7 Mile Casino, grab a bite to eat, grab a beer, sit down, play some California-style blackjack. Today, make today that day. It's very, very simple to do. Again, it's going to take you 7 minutes to get down there, and you'll have a great time when you get there.
And stay for dinner at Sammy's. We always talk about the 24/7 players menu and the Kung Pao chicken. The regular menu at Sammy's is always good. The pizzas, the barbecue chicken pizza. The chicken tequila fettuccine, if
fantastic.
You're looking for a treat, really good. It's a really fantastic menu at Sammy's. And you can sit out on the patio right there on San Diego Bay. So much to offer. Great for friends and especially good for high-limit players as well. Check it out today. Make the short trip from downtown. 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from Petco Park.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm relieved to look at the standings in Major League Baseball. And no, despite the loss yesterday, the Padres still have the best record in all of baseball.
Pretty amazing, man.
They had built enough of a cushion that they withstood it. It also helped that the San Francisco Giants did lose yesterday to the Philadelphia Phillies 6-4. Bryce Harper with a two-run home run. Justin Verlander was a little bit better, but then I think they left him in too long into the sixth. Gave it up, and the Phillies went on to win that game. The Dodgers, of course, beat the Rockies again yesterday. The Rockies having a tough road trip.
They are having a time, aren't they?
Yeah, 6-2 the final yesterday. So the Dodgers now at 13 wins. So the Padres are 14-4. The Giants are 12-5. The Dodgers are 13-6. And the Diamondbacks, who routed the Marlins with a Corbin Carroll grand slam, are 10-7. So the NL West has four teams already with double-digit wins.
Crazy.
No other division has more than two, and those divisions just have like 10-10 and 11-10. So the NL West is far and away been the best division in baseball through the first 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason for it not to continue, too. I mean, it is these are really, really good baseball teams. Last night I was like, way too excited that the Giants lost last night here on April 15th last night going, yes, Giants lose. Like, This is crazy. It's April, and I'm watching scoreboards like a madman. It's absolutely nuts.
It's weird, because in baseball, you do feel like 18 games. You feel like, okay, I've got a sense of what this team is.
Sure.
It doesn't mean nothing. But if you were like to put it in terms of a football season, you've played one game.
One game.
You've played one game. You're
1-0
or you're 0-1. The Padres are clearly 1-0 after their one game that they played of the season.
Pretty fascinating stat last night. And I wonder if Paulie caught this. Did you know the Rays had not won on April 15th for 14 straight years?
No. They never won on Jackie Robinson.
14 straight years. So I went in and I took the Red Sox because that's who they were playing. And the Red Sox won 7-4.
Yeah, Bregman hit two home runs.
5-for-5.
In that game.
Well, he is having to leave today. He's not going to be able to play in the game today because he's flying back, I think, for the birth of his child.
Oh,
so
wow.
He's going to leave the guys with a nice 5-for-5.
He pre-dedicated the birth of the big game.
Exactly. But have not won now in 15 straight seasons. What a weird, one of those weird stats, like Chris Davis hitting 240 every year. Just a weird, weird stat.
Fernando Tatis Jr. no longer is tied for the Major League Baseball lead in home runs. That now goes to, again, Tyler Soderstrom of the Athletics, who had 2 3-run shots, drove in 6. He's now got 8 to lead all of Major League Baseball as the A's beat the White Sox 12-3 yesterday. A couple of shutouts, actually 4 shutouts in Major League Baseball yesterday. Nationals 3, Pirates nothing. James Wood, former Padres prospect, 445-foot home run.
He is hitting tanks.
Brewers 5, Tigers nothing. 5 pitchers combining on a one-hitter in that game for Milwaukee. Rangers 4, Angels nothing. Tyler Molly had 6 innings and 9 strikeouts for the Texas Rangers. And Astros 2, Cardinals nothing. So Padres headed to Houston for their next series. Astros pitched a nicely pitched game as well. I think there's only like 6 teams. Padres are one of them that have not been shut out so far this season in Major League Baseball.
That's right.
A couple other finals. Yankees doubled up the Royals 4-2. The alien, Jason Dominguez. Had a bases-clearing 3-run knock.
Then had to be taken out of the game later because he swung and missed so violently. Came all the way around, hit himself in the head. The helmet came down and ripped his contacts out of his eyes.
Ooh.
So they had to pull him from the game. And he was done. Like, he had the Martian, not the alien. That's his name.
Is he the Martian?
The Martian.
Not the alien?
Yeah, not the alien. You can't just make up stuff. But he had to leave because
the Martian.
His helmet, like, ripped his contact out of his eyes.
Let's see. Blue Jays double up the Braves 6-3. And Twins beat the Mets 6-3. Juan Soto hit his 3rd home run after the comments that he talked about. It's not the same not having Aaron Judge hitting behind me.
Yep.
That rubbed a lot of people, Mets fans, the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're going to sign a contract like that. Yeah, it's true, but you can't really say it out loud.
I feel like Mets fans are usually rubbed the wrong way.
That's true. Most. I think in this case, they may be somewhat justified.
Yeah, I think Juan Soto is going to be fine. I think he's always going to be fine. His numbers are always going to be there.
That's an unforced error saying that, though. All you have to do is say, yeah, I'm off to not the start I was hoping, but I'll be there. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
You don't just start blaming the lack of production or, you know.
Again, I think it was
of protection.
I think it was kind of taken out of context, as the New York
That's
Post
true.
Has been known to do.
Yeah.
Now, I was going to save this for the Rindle Report, but since we're talking about other games in baseball yesterday, just mentioned the Red Sox and the Rays.
Yep.
They are playing in Tampa Bay.
Yep.
Well, wherever they're playing
right
now.
Steinbrenner
Field
is in Tampa. They used to play in
St.
Petersburg, right? But it's now in Tampa.
Okay, so did you guys see why that game got had a short delay?
No.
There was a delay in that game, and it was because there was a malfunction with the sound system at the Rays ballpark.
No, I didn't see this.
I saw a headline or something.
Oh.
It was like a bad sound.
Brace yourselves.
Okay,
if you have like animals that don't like high-pitched noises, I'll give you 3,
like high-pitched noises.
2... 1. This is what it sounded like on the broadcast. They had to stop the game and figure this out.
3-1 ball game now. A little buzz in the ballpark, and it's not the fans. And they've halted play, trying to figure out if that buzz will subside. But
is that
there's
coming?
There's a whistling effect in the sound system.
Yeah, you hear the crowd.
Whatever they...
It was like going throughout the stadium.
Oh,
again, listen to the crowd when it finally stops.
But there's a whistling effect in the sound system.
There we go. So good. Yeah, I didn't like that.
No.
I didn't like that at all.
But that's a first. I don't remember a game ever being delayed because of that.
Of sound. Interesting.
Not even like a fire alarm or something. Like just the, I mean, maybe it was a fire alarm. High-pitched.
Squeal. Yeah.
And did you see this story? Actually, I missed it yesterday, but on Monday, when the Rockies were opening their series against the Dodgers, apparently Bud Black was set to take the train up from, he lives here in San Diego,
yeah,
and was staying here after the Padres had played the Rockies, and he was getting on the train, and because of the earthquake, they said,
oh,
we have to check the tracks and everything. So they stopped the trains. So he said, I can't wait, and just got a ride share.
Yeah.
So it was like $200 to take him up to Dodger Stadium.
Dick Manfart is furious right now. Furious. Hey, what is this? I had to get a ride.
I was stunned, though, to learn that Buddy just takes the train up to L.A. for the game.
I would drive Buddy up to L.A. if he needed a ride. He could call me. I could do that. I would love to spend a couple hours in the car with a major league
manager.
Why
doesn't he just drive himself and listen to Ben and Woods all the way up?
That's a good question.
I guess he can in the train as well.
Yeah.
Just take the Odyssey app or something with him. And
YouTube.
Listen on the train. But it's surprising. I didn't picture him. I know Skip used to drive down from Orange County every day for Padres games because he lived up there and listened to the show. I guess I never pictured Bud Black driving up or training up for the games at Dodger Stadium from his home.
Yeah, I had a buddy, one of the other Little League dads. I saw him. We play in his kid's team on when was the earthquake day? Monday. And I see him show up to the field in like the last inning and he's pouring sweat. And I'm like, bro, because I coach his kid in football. I go, dude, you should have seen the game Luke had. He was great. And I go, did you miss the first inning? He goes, I missed the whole game. I said, why? He goes, I just had to ride my bike from La Jolla. I go, for what? He goes, all the trains were down. So I just rode my bike all the way from La Jolla. So I'm a little tired. I go, why didn't you get a cab? Like, just get a cab. I'm not gonna pay for a cab. So I rode my bike all the way up. How did he do? He did great. He did great. Got a knock. Made him a nice play at first. And he's, oh, that's awesome. Oh, my God. That's great. All the way from La Jolla. That's the thing. It's Paul Hecke Field. I'm like, what?
It's like uphill all the way.
I'm like, bro, what are you doing, man? You know what I told him? I go, I would have gotten a hotel. I would have just stayed there. Babe, I'm not coming home tonight. Why? The train is broken. Don't you have your bike? Yeah. Ride your bike home. Absolutely not. I'll see you in the morning when the trains are working again. The whole time. Oh, my God. I can't believe I missed it. Oh, my God. It was so good.
Bud Black on the train does have some major league. We're coddling these guys.
100%. 100%.
Dick Manfort. We're coddling these guys too much. No more team planes.
I'm not.
You guys are taking the train to the next road trip.
I'm not paying for any more. I'm not paying for any more ride shares from Solana Beach, buddy. I'm telling you that right now. That's not going to happen. You know, you see what I'm paying Chris Bryant, who's on the IL again. Did you see this? Chris Bryant, IL again.
Yep.
And the description of what it was, they put him on the 10-day IL. It was like degenerative disc. I was like, oh, yeah, that's probably it for him, man. Just what a change of
course.
Was
his last swing the one that nearly got over Fernando's head, but ended the game? Was that it for Chris Bryant, at least?
Just insane, dude. Insane.
Right, we need to check traffic. I got my, 45 seconds of basketball talk coming up, and I also want to talk about Jason Hayward out in center field. That's coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan. So I got the news yesterday that Jason Hayward would be making his first start. Mike Schilt said he told him on Monday, give him the opportunity to return to center field. Hasn't played there a ton in his career, but has done it some. And I'd say defensively, no hiccups at all last night. Jason Hayward looked smooth out there, had a number of chances. None were particularly tough, but...
He'd take those easy ones, though.
We also saw Oscar Gonzalez butcher one out in left field. I mean, it looked like the way he reached for it probably was more of a looping liner swing, but it carried right over his head.
Yeah, it did.
But Hayward looked good out in center field.
Maybe Oscar Gonzalez is our designated hitter.
The problem, though, with Jason Heyward against lefties is...
he's not good at hitting.
Yeah, he doesn't hit them at all. He had the foul home run, which was the highlight of his night, but 0 for 3 with a couple of strikeouts.
Yep.
And then got pinch hit for by Connor Joe, who struck out looking as well. So you got nothing out of that 8-hole last night. Now, you could put him back out there today and have the same problem against another lefty starter in Matthew Boyd, or what are your other options? Back to Tyler Wade in center field and Connor Joe in left. If you wanted to go a righty heavy lineup,
yep,
you could do that.
Tyler Wade's a lefty, though.
That's right. Wade's a lefty too.
Yeah.
So
you don't really have.
You just don't have great options.
You don't right now with Lockridge being down. You just don't. Eggy could be called up if you know he swings it right handed. Tirso's a lefty, I believe. Yeah, Tirso's lefty. Oscar Gonzalez is. He swings it righty, but the defense has
been... He can't play center.
Can't play
at least
center.
That Mike Schilt's not planning to put him out there.
I think he's played a couple of games
he has,
there.
But Mike Schilt was pretty clear that that wasn't in the cards, nor was Connor Joe in center in the cards as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, against lefties, and Gavin Sheets is not hitting lefties, and Yuli Gurriel's not hitting anybody.
Right.
So, yeah, the Potters are very vulnerable against lefties,
yeah,
which
no
is
doubt.
Why they've, I think, most of their three, at least three of their losses have come against left-handed pitchers.
Yeah.
I saw someone said they're 0-4 when Yuli starts. That's not true because he started on opening day.
Yeah, they won opening day.
They did win opening day. So I know they have at least one win when Yuli starts, but they are clearly, right now, that's a weakness for the Padres.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's more upside to an Oscar Gonzalez getting at bats than there is a Yuli Gurriel. I obviously not experience. Yuli's got way more experience in the league than Oscar Gonzalez does, and Oscar Gonzalez is not, you know, right now the second coming of Mark McGwire or anything, Manny Ramirez. But look, he was literally, you could see him last night, he's just trying to do too much. He was just expanding the zone and you could see him getting frustrated and kind of hopping up and down. And you know, I think when he stays in the zone, Ben, he can do some serious damage. So the upside for him is a little higher than Yuli Gurriel. And I think, man, if I'm given right-handed ABs, I'm going to go with Connor Joe or I'm going to go with Oscar Gonzalez. And, but yeah, you're right about center field. You're going to probably have a lefty playing center field tonight, maybe Heyward again.
Now, there is a right-handed center fielder who's expected to be traded at some point, who has got incredible bat speed. He's only hitting 154, but Luis Robert Jr. is considered one of the top trade targets at some point this year. And I don't know if the Padres could fix him, if the Victor Rodriguez method could get him to put the ball into play a little bit more, because when he hits it, he can hit it. He just doesn't make contact a ton, and he's... You know, pricey for what you're getting from the White Sox.
What's
They'd love
his
to
contract?
Unload him, I'm sure.
His contract's pretty steep. Isn't
yeah,
it?
It's. I can look into that, but we can definitely discuss the possibility. There was a big piece in ESPN about why Luis Robert's still going to be a hot item despite his contract and lack of production.
Well, there's
at the trade deadline this year or earlier.
There's another team up north that would look at Luis Robert.
Yeah.
I've already seen some speculation that they were the Dodgers were in on him and looking to make some moves. They certainly have a much more rich farm system than we do. If you're the White Sox, yeah, man, you're definitely going to unload that guy. But what are you going to get for him? Did you see the news last night about Leo? Leo
I didn't tease that, though, because we got 90 seconds that I
oh,
get from
let's
my
do your basketball.
NBA, and Paulie's got a clock on me. So are we ready for 90 seconds of NBA?
Yes.
Go. All right, last night you had the first two play-in games with the 7 and 8 seeds taking on each other in the Eastern and Western Conferences. The Orlando Magic took care of the Atlanta Hawks, 120-95. Great game off the bench for Cole Anthony with 26 points. Franz Wagner with 13 points and 13 rebounds. Trae Young picked up two quick technicals for making a mockery of the game and was ejected. But the Hawks season is not over. They will get to face the Miami-Chicago winner in a winner-take-all for the 8th seed, whereas Orlando advances 7th seed. They will face Boston in the first round of the playoffs. In the Western Conference, really good game last night. The Golden State Warriors holding off the Memphis Grizzlies 121-116. Steph Curry, 37 points. Iced it at the free throw line late. Jimmy Butler, 38 points. Warriors have played well since the trade deadline move. They get the 7th seed. They'll take on the Houston Rockets now in the first round. Memphis will host either Dallas or Sacramento, the winner of the 9-10 game tonight, for a chance to get the 8th seed and meet Oklahoma City in the first round of the playoffs. So you have two two games tonight, and then the real playoffs get underway this weekend, including the Lakers taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves, and that is your NBA in less than 90 seconds. Did I make it?
Fantastic.
It was like 70 seconds.
Nice.
Beautiful. Tomorrow I'll give you 60. See if you can do that.
Did you watch any of it last night? The Warriors game was good. I flipped it on after the Padres game was
No, I saw a couple
was
of
was over to watch
saw,
the end.
I saw Trae Young get ejected. I saw them really clutching their pearls over what he did. I mean, one guy was like, there's kids.
He threw the ball hard at a ref.
Yeah, there's kids watching. All right, relax, buddy.
Settle down.
He was a little petulant, I would say, was the
it's playoffs.
Word for it.
It's playoffs.
Yeah. Shout out.
They did not have a good game.
All right, we will come back. Hour number three includes a Big League Wednesday visit from Brett Boone at 8:35. We got Take on Woods coming up as well, so don't go anywhere. Bennett Woods rolling on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.